If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56david.com. Lower.com, equal housing lender, MLS 112-4061.
The Chicago Blackhawks hit the ice in SoCal tonight, looking to sweep both games here in L.A. as they take the ice for the second time in 3 days against the L.A. Kings. The Hawks outshot, outscored, and simply outplayed the Kings on Thursday night here. And as they close out the season series against L.A., they'll need to bring a gritty attitude to the ice, along with the kind of killer instinct that they're going to one day need to win a playoff series. So here we go, the last meeting this season, barring a playoff matchup, between the Blackhawks and the Kings is set to begin. We go down to center ice. Dickinson against Kopitar on the opening draw. Referee standing between them now, some final instructions. He gets the wave from the penalty timekeeper bench to get going. Drop of the puck, this hockey game's underway, and the Blackhawks get control. Oliver Moore to Bertuzzi, tried to kick it out of the zone. The Kings get it back. Fogel from the slot will fire and score. There was some cute confusion in the Blackhawks end of the ice. Along the right side boards, it looked like Oliver Moore was expecting Tyler Bertuzzi to play the puck out of the zone, and I think Bertuzzi was expecting likewise of Moore. The Kings end up with the puck and a quick pass to the slot. Fogel buries it. It's 1-0 Kings. Now the puck turned over. Byfield, a shorthanded breakaway over the hot line, down the slot, leaves it for Fogel, who shoots. Robbed by Spencer Knight with a glove save. That's the save of the hockey game for sure. Might be the save of the month or maybe the half year. Whoa, what a save by Spencer Knight. To Fiala beside the left circle to Kuzmenko, front of the net. He shoots. They score. Kuzmenko took the pass and put a shot on Knight, and it looked like Spencer was trying to, the puck bounced on him anyway, and he looked like he was trying to wave it over the net with his arm, and it ended up tumbling in behind him for a power play goal, 2-0 LA. Clark at the line, fires a shot that hit Bertuzzi, goes down in the heat, Clark got it back and fires, he scores. Well, I'm not going to try and compete with that foghorn. The Kings get the goal. Tyler Bertuzzi blocked the initial shot and then went down. He could not get back onto his feet, and Brant Clark took it down the slot, and a screen developed in front of Spencer Knight. It was Corey Perry of the Kings. It's now 3-0 LA. Picked off by LaFerriere. He's into the Hawks zone to Kempe. To Clark, left circle, shoots, he scores. So for Brant Clark, it's his second goal on the evening. It's his fifth overall and extends the Kings lead to 4-0. Well, the Kings now on the attack out of their end. Philip Dano, the former Hawk, through center ice over the Hawk line on the right wing. Put it across left circle. Anderson shoots. He scores. And this is the highest output on home ice for the LA Kings this season. They now lead 5-0 with 13:42 left in period number three. Anderson moving the puck up the left wing side. Turcotte through center ice over the Hawk line. Down the left wing side. Fires a shot and scores. Alex Turcotte, a Chicago area native, showed some real determination on that rush up ice. Carrying into the Hawk zone down the left wing. He got the shot in on goal, and it somehow worked its way past Spencer Knight. The Kings are having some fun now, leading 6-0. Dumoulin left point. Kuzmenko, high slot with 10. Sends it down to the inboard to Philip Dano. To Fogel, into the high slot. Kuzmenko over to Fogel. One-time shot. Pad save made by Spencer Knight. And Darcy Kuemper in goal for the LA Kings. All 23 Blackhawks shots here this evening, helping the LA Kings to a 6-0 win over the Blackhawks. The Kings, with the win, win the season series as well. Two wins against one loss. The Kings avenge the loss from the other night.